What's on your mind, Cairns? 1300 872 911. Real music, real opinions. Sean McKenzie, 4CA.
Well, no surprises here. 1st of April today, so it's 6 months till we have Savannah in the round again. And you think, oh, no, it's still 6 months away. Why are we doing it today? Well, because the following is so wide across North Queensland and other parts of the state now. There are so many people that get organised months and months out because they don't want to miss it. So I'm going to get a preview today, actually, from James Dean. James is the Savannah in the Round Festival director, and he puts the list of entertainers together over months. And, gee, look at the lineup. I'm just looking at some of these names now. So this is going to be a big one. If you're a Savannah in the Round fan, please listen closely. Festival director James Dean on the line. Hello, James.
Good morning, Macca.
This is a whopper. Talk to me about, well, from the United States, who have you got coming?
Well, Zac Brown Band, it doesn't get any bigger. Southern Rock Royalty, he likes to call himself, but of course it's a fair bit of country going on in there. Mm. He's from Atlanta in Georgia, and we've been wrangling Zac Brown since about September last year. He was on, then he was off, then he was on. And he was in the studio recording an album and couldn't make it, and then all of that changed. And, you know, as happens in this business. And 6 weeks ago, we got the nod. Mm. So we're delighted to get Zac Brown. He's such a big act. I saw him at Bluesfest at Byron Bay in 2017, and he was just fantastic. And, again, he played at CMC. So, look, I think North Queenslanders are going to really like Zac Brown. You talk to people about him those people that are into him are rabid. They drive from the Northern Territory to see Zac Brown. There's been a lot of tickets sold today since we announced him at 5 o'clock this morning. And from all over Australia.
Well.
Yeah. So, you know, the whole thing about coming to Savannah in the Round and staying in the region and having a holiday and, you know, checking out all the beauty that, you know, tropical North Queensland has on offer is really starting to sink in and resonate. You know, it's becoming a real thing, Macca.
Now, talk to us about Jackson Dean.
Okay, Jackson Dean's a young bloke, at a guess, 24, 25 years of age. He came to fame through Yellowstone, pretty popular TV series, I've got to say. People love Yellowstone. Anyway, he got featured in one of the episodes of Yellowstone. The producer, sort of fell in love with him, and his song popped up. He became really famous through that. He played last year. He toured Australia with Lainey Wilson. He played at CMC Rocks last year. He's got a massive fan base for a young guy. So he identifies as outlaw country, John, and you know what I mean. We haven't had too many young blokes come through that identify outlaw country. I mean, they sing about tailgates and utes and, you know, girls and you know, parties and so on and so forth. But Jackson Dean's a bit different. He goes a bit deeper.
You know, I'm just looking at the list. I don't know how you pull it all together. Seriously, this reminds me of the Gimpy Mustard days. Casey Chambers, Daryl Braithwaite, Chocolate Starfish, Amber Lawrence, Max Jackson, Jesse Daniel, Luke O'Shea, and more. It's a wonder you don't follow the Gimpy Mustard policy of two separate stages.
Well, you know, we actually run three little stages. And one big one.
But, oh, this is amazing.
You're right, Macca. I mean, it's a very eclectic, broad mix of artists.
Yeah.
And I don't know there's too many people that mix it up with country, rock, pop, blues, and throw it all in the mix.
Yes.
There's something there for everyone. It's a broad appeal festival. I think what most people love about it is, you know, is the camping and the camaraderie that comes together.
Yeah.
At being a community. It's like a little town, like a little village, and everyone becomes friends and they catch up with each other year on year on year, and that's the whole vibe of it, you know. So, John, it's really shaping up very well. We're so far ahead of last year already.
Wow.
You know, and it's just we're going against bucking the trend of a lot of festivals that are struggling.
Yeah.
and you know, yeah. Savannah is really powering along. You know, we're and I got look, I've got a lot of industry mates that are in my corner as well. Michael Chugg came up last year,
yes,
to the festival, and Michael was there for 3 days. He had some artists there, and he took a lot of interest in the festival. Michael gives me a fair bit of guidance, and you know, and he's a bit of a mentor in many ways.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we started talking about Zac Brown at the festival last year, and he said, well, you know, you realise if you get Zac Brown, you've got to do this and you've got to do that, and, you know, you've got to make sure this, and all of those sorts of things. And it's all easily done, but it was great to have someone with so much experience and expertise and knowledge as Chuggy, Chuggy in your corner. Like, you can't go wrong.
Very well said. Now, tickets for Savannah in the Round, how?
Just hit the website, all the W's, savannahintheround.com.au. They're all on sale. Jeez, we sold a lot of tickets today, John. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Six months out.
We're a long way out, but people are on. But we've got to try and get you up there this year, Macca.
Yeah,
I'd really love to get you up there in the VIP area and backstage and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
I think you'd like it. But anyway, thanks for the interview, and it's good to have a chat.
Great to have a chat. Good on you, James. It's a great concept.
Thanks, Macca. We're 6 years in, and it's working. Good on you.
Exactly.